This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 21st, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. He opposed communists and helped secure a lasting victory for the Czech people. Václav Havel led the Velvet Revolution and served as the Czech Republic's first president. Havel died over the weekend at the age of 75. Marian Tupi is a former policy analyst at the Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity at the Cato Institute. He comments.
Havel was really the leader of the opposition movement in Czechoslovakia during the communist era. In 1976, he wrote this memorandum called Charter 77, which was then published in 1977 when Cato, incidentally, was established. And Charter 77 was really a document which attacked the communist authorities for compromising human rights, it attacked them for compromising civil liberties. And when...
Why should anyone have listened to him in 1977?
I mean... Well, that's the point, is that there were very few people who had the courage to speak out against the communists. Back then, communist regime was quite strong. And as a consequence of this Charter 77, he was, of course, immediately taken to prison and in prison for a number of years. As a result of this courage that he had shown in opposing communists already back in the 70s, he became something of a leader of this opposition movement in Czechoslovakia. And so when the events of November 1989 happened, which is to say when the people took to the streets, they had a natural leader in Havel, somebody that everyone who opposed communism could rally around. And it provided also the communist regime with an interlocutor, somebody they could talk to and negotiate with an orderly transition of power. So instead of wasting valuable time and energy trying to figure out who was going to be the new power elite, Havel was the obvious choice for both the opposition and also for the communists to talk to. Now, in retrospect, we know that the communist regime was rotten from within. We know that the communists really didn't have much of an intention to fight in order to remain in power. But the people who took to the streets in November 1989, Havel at their head, could not know that. Havel showed an extraordinary level of personal courage, I think, by becoming the leader of this movement and really going out among the people and speaking out every evening and really urging the communists to relinquish power. He could have been just as easily arrested, tried for treason, and executed. So in retrospect, I think his courage shines through even more. A lot of people have tried to make a great deal out of the fact that Havel became something of a critic of the economic reforms that took place in Czechoslovakia in particular, but in ex-communist countries in general. I think that there is no doubt that Havel looked at economic reforms in Czechoslovakia from a much more gradualist perspective rather than a big bang or shock therapy perspective. But he was not a socialist. Havel understood that Czechoslovakia in the long run will have to be a capitalist country, will have to open borders to foreign trade and competition. And will have to become a market economy. He understood that, and he had a keen appreciation for private property, which is what a lot of people do not understand. Havel was born into an immensely wealthy family in the 1930s, in 1936 to be precise. And when the communists took over in 1948, they essentially dispossessed him and his family. They took away virtually everything. And so Havel understood the injustice of nationalization and wealth redistribution. And so he was in favor of private property. His attitude to economic reforms was perhaps more gradualist. But a lot of people were in the same boat. I mean, Joseph Stiglitz, a Nobel Prize winning economist, very famously. In retrospect, we know that far-reaching and speedy economic reforms have produced better outcomes than more gradualist reforms. Countries that have opted for big bang or shock therapy reforms not only ended up with very respectable growth rates, but they also ended up with less unequal and more democratic institutions, less unequal societies and more democratic institutions. And so, you know, Havel would probably be described best as somebody who was perhaps something of a social democrat, but with a very, very strong sense and appreciation for civil liberties, freedom of speech, and many of the good things that libertarians believe in.
Marian Tupi is a former policy analyst at the Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity at the Cato Institute. You can read more on the struggle for freedom in Europe and beyond at our website, cato.org.